Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Y98, today's best music, Stay from Alessia Cara and Stuff from the Courtney and Company Morning Show. That is your 12K a day code word for this hour, Stuff. Text STUFF to 72881 to win $1,000.
Foodstuffs!
Foodstuffs with me, Radio's Tim Convy. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke, one in the Delmar Loop, one down in Southampton, and one coming to St. Charles in the next couple months. We'll keep you posted on that. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. Follow us. See things like me at the dentist. What else? There was a big... What was the big Courtney
Landrum? Oh, the bowl of random
with crackers,
random snacks
that nobody in our office took credit for.
No.
At all.
Some monster put that together.
I know.
Naked crackers.
You're a monster.
With mints and chocolate kisses.
Yeah, and candy canes. At Courtney & Co. Y98 on Instagram. Follow us now. New products coming out. I'd like to tell you about that. This is something that is on Kickstarter. I think some people are going to be into it. Some people aren't. It's struggling on Kickstarter, if I'm being honest. People need to get on there if this interests you. How about this? A pizza fork. It is a pizza cutter, your standard round rolling pizza cutter.
Uh-huh.
On one end, on the other end, it is a fork. Some people eat pizza with a knife and
it's
fork.
It's awesome. I think it is awesome.
Better than the spoorf, the spoon, fork, and
yes,
knife combination.
It's much better. It's
from
Berghoff
great. Industries.
That's right.
Okay. You would use this?
I would, because I do like to slow my pizza eating down sometimes by cutting it up. I know I'm a monster for that. And sometimes it's too hot. But sometimes with a knife, you pull the cheese off.
Yeah, true.
I need to look at it. Oh, okay. So it's
tiny.
It's like it extends out of the pizza cutter. I was afraid they were on opposite sides and I was going to accidentally shove the pizza cutter into my mouth and slice my mouth open.
I think it's genius.
Yep. It's not bad.
You could see this on Instagram right now, at Courtney & Co. Y98. We are giving you a close-up of this thing. It is. You're right. It's on the same side. It makes it kind of cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Or, you know what you could do? Just use scissors.
Food
stuff. I'm not going to hold scissors next to me and cut the pieces.
I know, but my friend, one time I was over at her house and she uses scissors. Like she has a pair of pizza scissors to cut the pizza for her kids into little pieces. And I was like, that's genius.
But you're not going to do that like Courtney was saying.
Yeah, just I'm sitting down to eat my pizza. I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to buy an extra utensil.
I'm also that person that when I get a steak, I cut all of it up? No, I cut one piece at a time. Nick cuts all of it.
Because the juices come out?
No, I don't feel the need to get that ahead of myself.
I'm with you, Courtney.
Most people, I think, are like you.
Yep.
Yeah, one piece at a time.
Because Jen's right. It could dry out or even more surface area to get cold.
Mm-hmm. Let's say you don't eat the whole steak in one
all these
sitting.
Little pieces? Yeah. No.
No good.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm fine with that. Anyway, if you're interested, get on Kickstarter. It only has $2,300 of its $10,000 goal.
I like it.
Ooh, you can get one for $10 or four for $25.
Sign me up for a four. I'm going to take that thing out and not give it to my friends when we're eating pizza.
just whip it out and be like, huh?
Yeah.
Look at you people.
Another story ride of Courtney Landrum's alley, Beer O'Clock. Do you ever say, oh, it's Beer O'Clock?
I don't.
A lot of people do.
I'm embarrassed for people.
Do you say Wine 30?
Nope.
When do you guys think Beer O'Clock is officially? What point in
Happy
the
Happy Hour Friday.
You know, Jimmy Buffett says it's 4 o'clock somewhere.
Don't ever quote Jimmy Buffett during during food stuff.
That's
again.
Exactly why I did it, because you hate
my
Jimmy
segment.
Buffett.
It's a Buffett-free zone.
And you misquoted him because it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Well, yeah, I drink early.
Is 4 your guess?
Wait, when's beer o'clock?
Yeah.
5:30.
I'm saying 6:30.
6:31 p.m. on Friday.
Oh, of course you would get it right,
is
Courtney.
Officially beer o'clock.
That's when you get the feeling.
That's when you get the itch.
Yep.
Other things they learn about beer. The average person switches their favorite beer. How often?
Never.
Ooh. No, you do.
Every three months.
A few years.
Every three years? Problem.
Yeah, I would say 5 years.
4 years, the average person. Okay. 52% of people say that taste is the number one factor for them when they pick a beer. What else would it be?
Calories. Calories.
Less, alcohol filling, content.
That's weird. 52%. Anyway, and then 1 out of 3 people say they are intimidated by craft beers. When I heard about craft beers, I was like, Kraft's making beer? Cheese beer? That sounds pretty good.
Nothing to be scared of.
No, exactly.
Food stuff.
Cheese and beer? Why
well, you
not?
Don't want to make the wrong choice. I think that's it.
Yeah.
You know, with so many different kinds of craft. If you get a light beer, you know it's going to be similar to the other light beers.
Yeah. Which is why that... that beer advent calendar that I got for Ryan was so great because he got 24 different beers. So you didn't buy a 6-pack of one that you might not like. Like, sample, you're not going to like all 24.
True.
But you might find a new favorite.
Sounds like Ryan didn't like his gift, so Jen's defending it on the radio. Just another reason that thing I got him for Christmas was so great.
He said, I totally get him. And it was maybe one. It was maybe his favorite Christmas present of the year.
He said he was more in love with you than he's ever been before.
Yep, yeah, it's true.
It's because of the variety.
I know, right? The way to his heart.
That and the sweater vest.
Oh, I got him. I got him his first ever vest. He December 25th. That
blows my mind. That's very, very impressive.
That he never had a vest before.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna wear my vest next week. All right, and finally,
can I mark it down on my calendar?
Yeah, I'm looking at Tuesday probably. All right. You guys want a
reminder for me?
Woo!
Yeah, for sure.
I want to look at my best.
Send an email out to the whole office so people get it. And finally, they did a study: every state's most popular condiment.
Let me just say this: I saw this, and I'm very angry at Illinois.
You should be.
And it does. It's not even a condiment,
Courtney. I agree.
What, mayonnaise?
No.
Ranch.
Listen,
no.
I will tell you this: I don't love the method that they use to determine this stuff. It's a little bit shaky in my opinion, but any chance I have to stick it to Illinois, I'm going to do it.
It's so dumb. It should be ketchup across the board.
Well, what do you think are the most popular?
Ketchup isn't even, I think only one state finds ketchup.
It's Pennsylvania.
Hang on. We're going to reveal the Illinois one at the end, but what do you guys think is the most popular just in general?
I would think ranch, ketchup, or mustard.
Ranch. What about? Hidden Valley Ranch is number one. Arkansas, Idaho, Iowa, Oklahoma, and
hot
West
sauce
Virginia.
Too. Yeah.
I was going to say hot sauce.
Frank's Red Hot took the top four. It's number three, Arizona, Maryland, North Carolina, and Texas.
Number two,
you're never going to come up with Nature's Way extra virgin coconut oil.
That's not
that
a condiment.
Is
that
number two? What was this, right, sponsored by Nature's Way?
I will tell you this. There's a wide range of things that they consider
condiments.
So I'm just letting you know that. Nutella is number four.
That's not a condiment. It's not a condiment. It's a food group.
Okay.
Get it right.
Spreads. Condiments, it's stuff that you put on other stuff. Is
cream cheese on there?
Don't see cream cheese.
Is spray cheese on there?
Peanut butter is on here. Sriracha, number
all right.
six.
So what did Illinois and Missouri do?
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
Sweet Baby Ray's.
It's delicious.
Number seven.
But it's not a condiment.
Mayonnaise is number nine. And ketchup only got Pennsylvania.
This is dumb.
It is weird. Okay, and I will tell you this. Yellow mustard came in number eight, and that was Missouri. Way to go, Missouri.
Good job, Missouri.
It's a real classic popular
condiment. I eat over here a lot.
You do your part. And finally,
it's so ridiculous.
Illinois. The favorite condiment in Illinois, clearly the condiment that people across the state love the most, no matter who you are, if you were born or raised in Illinois.
Just stop it.
You love this condiment the most, more than ketchup, mustard, peanut butter, anything else.
What is it?
Country Crock.
Stupid.
Way to go.
Country Crock margarine?
Yes.
That's not a condiment.
And it's also not butter.
Yeah, right. It's
I can't believe it's not.
It's a buttery spread.
Yeah, it's not butter.
That's plastic. Not right.
Yeah, I will stay on this side of the river for my condiments. I'll tell you
I'm very
that right
disappointed
now
in this list.
That's Food Stuffs. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney and Co. Y98.
Food Stuffs!
You're listening to Courtney and Co.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.